CEF, Mo.
TSW Mobile.
KO4CEF.
Andrew, how are you doing today?
I wanted one more day off.
Hey, does my radio still have that whine in it? What's up with that?
It's kind of weird. I mean, it could have been, who knows, it could have been anything.
But I moved the faceplate up above my rearview mirror, so that made it, close to the electronics for, like, the rearview mirror and for the sensor to dim the lights and stuff like that, so I wondered if that was doing it.
Move anything to try to fix it, or is it still the same setup you yesterday?
Probably the same.
Get it all today. That's kind of weird.
I worry about it.
Hard to fix something that ain't there.
Made quite a few contacts on HF over the weekend.
Yesterday, looking at some. I was just. Whatever reason, I wasn't doing anything in particular. I was just scrolling around the bands. And when I got on 20 meters at one point, man, there was nothing going on. I heard 14, 300, and that was it. That was about the only thing besides some digital signals that I even heard at all. And I just thought that was kind of weird yesterday.
Put two parks about, I don't know, it must have been about 7 o'clock yesterday evening.
Like it picked up more towards the evening, which I thought was weird too, but remember what time it was. I think it was before everybody come over. It might have been, 2 or 3 o'clock, if that. I thought it was weird that was, I'm sure there were other signals in there, but it was the only one that would even show up on my waterfall hardly, and that I could really hear was the, that 14-300.
I'm glad I don't have a waterfall. You know what I mean? Because I can just scroll around and hunt and try to pull them in. I did pick up a station from Slovenia that gave me another country.
I was looking, so on the POTA website, I saw somebody post that they were wanting one more, they needed one more state to get all the states as far as the POTA. I thought that was pretty neat. So I went on and looked at mine. I think I'm maybe halfway there, if that. And I was like, well, that'd be something to work towards. Start trying to pick up all the states to get a photo contact.
It's the same thing. I'm like 20 out, I think. And also, I'm like 25 out from getting 200 parts.
Me, I've only got the 75 award. Sapphire or something. I can't remember what it is. I think it was the 75.
Finally, I remembered what my logon was, and I logged on just to see. And I was like, man, I was surprised myself. I even got some parts in Canada, and I picked up a part down in Puerto Rico yesterday.
This one I've got, if I remember correctly off the top of my head, I think it was one in the UK. I'm almost positive. I'd have to look once I got to work, but I swear I think I picked up one in the UK one time.
Well, over there, and then I picked up over the weekend. I got some, I saw there were some stations out west, and I managed to get a couple of those. I even got California, so I thought that was pretty good. And I've been hearing the clock for Hawaii, and I never used to could hear that.
I didn't think any more about it after that, but I need to listen and see if I can hear the female's voice. But, that was one of the states I'm missing is California for, and obviously Hawaii and probably Alaska, but I noticed that yesterday. I'm like, well, dang, if they would do 10 meters, you'd be able to pick them up, because that's about the only thing we hear half the time around here on 10 meters is kind of out west California.
Band conditions weren't real good, but it was good enough. I think Saturday I must have made about, 25 contacts, something like that.
radio set up in my screened-in porch. That way when I'm sitting outside drinking coffee, I can enjoy some radio time.
And I'm going to order my connectors today to finish my project and get your analyzer back to you.
I'll be in a hurry. Like I said, I don't use it very often. I just have it when I need it.
It wasn't a three-piece connector that I ordered, and the other piece was separate.
That way, if you buy a bundle, you get a bunch of different connectors you're never going to use. And I've got a bunch of those sitting around.
$8 mail to send $2.50 of connectors. About it. So my antenna, since they're all hooked together, it must receive signals like on all the bands, you know what I mean, and that, but then it only transmits on the one that's right.
A good chance that you pick up on some of the other ones, which I don't know how much a resonant antenna picks up better than something else. Cause, so for example, like whenever I, you know, when I tune my in-bed halfway, it picks up differently. Like, I can see a clear difference in the waterfall. I can hear stations better when I tune on my in-fed halfway versus just letting it sit on the frequency. You know what I'm saying? It's weird how that works.
I could hear on 160, and that could transmit what you could hear, and I could hear on, like, what's the one that's 18 megahertz? Was that 17? I could hear on 17, just couldn't transmit.
No.
Yes, W.
How much the antenna being resonant changes how well it can hear on that frequency as well. KO4CEF.
One of the states that I haven't made a contact in or haven't, you know, got one confirmed is Georgia. And I guess it's so close, but man, I picked up two parks yesterday that were north of Atlanta.
I don't know. Sometimes it's in all honesty, propagation still, it baffles me the way it works a lot of times. There's no... never the same. It's changed so much over the course of a day that it's kind of weird.
Trying to get a park. Where was he at? I want to say he was out in like Utah. And he'd be low, you know, he'd be like a S3, a 5.3, and then all of a sudden he'd be a 5.7, and then he called out for like people with a number one call, and then a number two call, and a number three call, and he was all the way up to three, and it was good, and I figured it was going to fade when he got to four, but I managed to jump right in there.
So you see it or hear it more on some of the higher frequencies, like 10 meters and whatnot. I don't hear it as often, but you can hear the bands change throughout the day, you know, especially like 8 meters will change as the evening wears on.
Like, you know, 1 minute you're a 5.8, and the next minute you're a 5.3.
And then I tell you what, it's weird for my radio, and I hope it's not interference, but like 10 meters is noisier than it's been. Like throughout the winter, it was, or up till probably a month ago, you know, 10 wasn't that noisy. Now it's a lot noisier now, and I don't know why that is.
It's my antenna or what, but you know, the noise level was only like a S3 on me for most of the bands, but I think that my antenna has better mouth than it does ears.
I mean, that's entirely possible as well, because I mean, you're on a compromised antenna, which, you know, as long as the signal gets out and people can hear it, I think you're fine. But yeah, it can probably play a role in that, because it's not a full-length antenna, so you don't have as much. Maybe it can't pick up signals quite as well, but even even still, if it's working, it's working.
The report was, you know, plus 10 on some stations, so that was pretty good for 100 watts. Because I know some of the stations were running 400 and 800 watts.
Are any of those out there?
That on mine, I think my ham sticks are only good for 250. You can buy a set that's good for 600.
Topping from 100 to 250, just barely over 3 decibels, right?
You probably want 1.5 maybe, S unit, and that not enough to really worry about.
Can't be worthwhile.
Doing that thing, like, I've only ever really seen it happen on 10 meters, but it was happening on the other bands where you hear somebody playing as day, I mean, without looking at the meter, they're 5.9 all day long, and it's not even moving the meter.
Never figured out. I don't understand that. You can hear people so well and then not really see them move the S meter at all.
DFW. Yeah, if you figure it out, let me know.
Laughing. Maybe I'll Google it one day.
That Lewis and Clark trail thing starts on the 4th and goes through the 19th. Try to get all 16 operators. I might try to do that since I can aim a little bit better.
A little more about it. I didn't end up doing it. I just saw where you sent me the picture of it. So what are they going to be doing exactly?
Be commemorating the Lewis and Clark Trail. And so every state did, you know, that the trail went through, which is, I believe, there's 16, that they're going to have a special station. And if you get, you know, all the stations, you get some kind of award or something and that. So just something to do, try to get all the stations. I did get a couple of special stations over the weekend. I got the Indianapolis Motor Speedway while the race was going on, and I got a Memorial Killed in Action station.
Yeah, I might have to look at that Lewis and Clark thing. Like I said, I saw it. I thought it was interesting, but then I never went any further with it. I didn't go on the website and look up the information for it.
There was a lot of people on Parks on the Air on the website, you know, the spotting network there and that. But I gotta pick and choose which ones according to how the antenna's aimed, right?
You can give it a shot and see what happens, right?
And since my 20 and 40 are you know, opposites, or they're aimed in different directions, I do scroll through 20 and get as many as I could, and then I do 40 as many as I could, and then I go outside, turn a little bit, and then do the same thing.
Good investment for a rotor.
Be next on the list.
I can look every once in a while, but I haven't seen one that I want to try to pull the trigger on.
Birds love my antenna.
I got that 2 meter Yagi, and man, they're all over. I had 4 bluebirds sitting on it one evening.
4 HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
4 CEF.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4 TFW.
Good weekend, and I enjoyed your Memorial Day.
Here, it was my mom's birthday as well, so we had the family over, and I cooked a ham, and we sat on the back porch for a couple hours.
Yeah, it was good for us. I did some barbecue chicken in the smoker grill, and potato salad, macaroni salad, cut up cantaloupe, and so we had a good evening.
Good weekend, good evening. Well, we've spent the weekend trying to get ready for this kitchen remodel that's going to start next week.
About it, I probably won't be on the air Monday and Tuesday. I'm taking off because they're cutting those trees down.
That's more of those.
Got 90 footers, and they're probably One of them's probably 4 foot in diameter. They're just like, man, they're just, they're 90 foot, and I already topped them one time 15 years ago. Damn. It's got carpenter ants in it, and they're, you know, they're both to where they can reach the house. And man, they'd do some damage if it ever fell over.
Used to have to take them down, but I know why you're doing it.
Well, gentlemen, I hate to cut it short, but it is Tuesday, and it's 6 o'clock meeting day, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all both have a great day. Be safe out there on the road, and hope we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, have a good day. KO4HGX.
Andrew, have a good one. We'll catch you later on. KN4TFW.
Entryway cut in for the tree guys.
A little bit each day. I went out to there with the chainsaw the first day and then cut a bunch of little branches off that I could reach. And then the next day I went out with my little pole saw and cut some. And then yesterday I just cleaned up the mess and drug it into the bushes and that. So they should be able to get in there no problem. It's probably a 12-foot wide path.
Having to rearrange pretty much the whole house so we can get everything out of the kitchen and get ready for that. It's just amazing how much stuff you collect over the years.
You're definitely right about that.
Dumpster brought in later this week. Later this week, and we're going to just take a lot of it in.
Off next week.
Yeah, I'll be working this week. Rich is going to do it for us.
New antenna appears to be working pretty good. I made about, I don't know, 20 or 25 contacts over the weekend.
I done a little bit of digital last night, and I made it all the way over into Germany and that area before I quit.
Station, but I couldn't get back to him, but I did get Slovenia. Down in Puerto Rico. First time I ever did that. Rolling through the bands and that, and I heard it was, you know, the lady was talking Spanish and everything, and then all of a sudden, you know, I recognized some words that it was a park and that, and then when you called out, switched over to English.
Spanish or foreign language, so I'd be lost with all that.
And the good thing is that most all of them, when they're, you know, calling DX, that they all speak English, you know, and you have to deal with the accent, and then sometimes, you know, they'll say sugar instead of Sierra, and, you know, in different Germany instead of golf and stuff like that.
That's nothing new.
My son's birthday this weekend.
Excited. I know he's looking forward to it anyway.
That. And then they hadn't decided if they're coming up here, if we're going down to Anderson. Maybe. Yeah, I know he wants to go fishing, so I guess it just depends on what he wants to do.
Papa to take him fishing.
Fishing in a couple of years, me wants to go.
Yeah, but it's probably time to make the jump. KO4HK. I'll be clear.
Yep, roger that. Catch you there. KN4TFW, clear.
KO4RSN mobile.